Hey there, Clipper Nation. Hope everyone's doing well.
As well as we can be doing, I think.
It's me, William, the Opinion Updike.
And I'm trying to stay positive, Chuck Mockler.
We are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network. We're coming at you 5 days a week with all the fresh Clippers news. Sorry to not deliver an episode yesterday. It fell underneath the circumstances.
It wasn't going to happen.
It wasn't really going to happen. We're going to be talking a little bit about that today. The game being postponed tomorrow.
Yeah.
Setting a really, I mean, I think interesting, but totally a different precedent from the NBA.
Very good call.
It's not a circumstance that happens very often.
Ever, maybe? I mean,
The only other ones, I believe, were the Boston bombing and JFK.
Oh, wow.
So speaks to the magnitude. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. We did take your questions on Twitter. Thank you, everybody who sent those in for Twitter Tuesday. So we will have that for you. And then just kind of a general shavings. We're going to be just kind of kicking stuff around. Chuck has an anecdote to share for you from his travels.
Oh, yeah. It was a good time.
So I hope everybody's hanging in there. And we're happy to bring you. We're happy to be talking to you guys.
Yeah, let's get into it. So the Clippers and Lakers were supposed to play as you're listening to this today, but that's not going to happen. From Shams, they tweeted this out. After tragic death of Kobe Bryant, NBA and the Lakers Clippers consulted all day with grief counselors on site with Lakers organization. Ultimately, the decision was made to postpone Tuesday's game and allow entire Lakers franchise to continue to grieve, mourn, heal. I mean, this is a good thing to do. I think everyone was kind of...
It's a good thing to do, yeah.
Confused on Sunday when the games were happening, just because it was, like, such a shock.
It was so fresh. It was, I think we were talking about this a little bit before. You know, I think that it would have been their intention to have canceled the slate of games that day. It was just the news coming in, you know, kind of so quickly. It kind of came in waves, I feel like.
Yeah.
So there wasn't really, I just don't think there was maybe enough time to really make that happen. But good, especially for, I mean, everything that this matchup means to this city and, like, everything that Kobe meant to this city, that they were able to postpone that.
Even Ice Cube was on the radio, and he was talking about, he was like, Kobe was, you know, he's like, all the LA sports teams, and he named them off, and he goes, and, you know, he's like, I love all the LA teams, and he goes, you know, today I don't hate the Clippers. And it's this thing of, like, I think it was a great move to postpone it. It's funny, the first game note we had, because we prepared for them to kind of play the game, because I don't think anyone knew what was going to happen.
Totally.
The first note we had on here was, what is this game going to be like? Should the NBA just take a week off? And it, I mean, it's... I drove through Staples today on the way back from LAX, and it was like, there's no way a game could have been played.
Yeah.
There's no way a game could have been played. It's the whole city feels weird. People were asking kind of just like a possible date for a makeup.
Yeah.
Ralph Lawler pointed out on Twitter, April 10th seemed like the most feasible one. I think the rescheduling thing, baseball reschedules games constantly. I think the NBA will do a fine job at figuring out when to play this next game.
Oh, they'll figure out a way to give us another back-to-back.
Someone pointed that out. They were like, I think this probably means the Clips get another back-to-back, which isn't good.
Worth it, though.
Worth it. 100% worth it. Lou Will was sharing. There's just so many connect. I mean, Kobe was... there's connections everywhere.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Lou Will shared... absurd tweet talking about when Nick Young was tweeting about Kobe, and Lou Will shared a memory of, we got blew out in Portland, he took everybody Kobe's and said they couldn't wear it because we were soft, with two cry emojis. Kawhi got teary-eyed after the win in Orlando, saying he would wanted him to come out and just ball. It's hard to kind of add filler for something like this, because it's just, even just talking about the game being postponed, like you said, this is unprecedented.
Yeah.
For totally. A league.
Yeah.
To have to do.
Yeah.
And to follow through on it.
It's going to be, I mean, sad, but interesting to see how they're able to, like, memorialize his legacy, like, moving forward. You know, like, whether that'll be, you know, I've heard someone say that like the All-Star MVP should maybe be the All-Star MVP should be the Kobe Trophy or a bunch of different things.
Mavs aren't doing no one for the Mavs can wear 8-24 ever again. Mark Cuban said,
yeah, it's just we were talking about before the podcast. Like, I just can't think of this, you know, sudden of a situation happening to like an athlete of this magnitude in my lifetime.
Yeah. Doc Rivers had some, he broke down while he was talking about Kobe the other day. Go watch that clip if you haven't seen it. You probably have if you listen to this podcast, but you should go watch it. It encapsulates kind of everything. The time, because you and I were texting, obviously, when it happened, and we were like, I was like, the game is on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
It's going to happen. What are they going to do? Oh, man. I'm happy. The NBA, this is a positive step from the NBA. I mean, I love that they have the grief counselors. I love that it's open for people to talk. Because we were at the, if anyone who was listening to this was at the game at Staples after the Nipsey news, that felt like there shouldn't have been a game played.
Yeah.
Like that was, and I'm not comparing that at all, but I was trying to think in my head, if the game were to be played on Tuesday, I was like, because that was my only reference point for such an intense feeling of sadness.
Yeah. Especially that's like so important to this city.
And the arena itself.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
It was this thing, and I was like, there was no logical next step. Because you just can't even, it would be,
Yeah.
It would just be, it would be absolutely too much. Let us know what you think about the league postponing the game. There were some people who were against it.
When would you like to see it rescheduled? Do you think it should be like an addendum to the end of the season? Do you think?
Yeah. Do you tack it on?
Do you try
and put it in the middle of
a stretch?
Stretch. They play the day after the All-Star game just to see who prepared for the game.
It's an exhibition at half of the All-Star game.
I think that'd be fitting.
It's like the kids' games.
Yeah, it's like the kids' games. Yeah, let's switch your thoughts on that. Some people were against it because they maybe thought that, I don't know, Kobe would want people to try and power through it. I'm not going to sit here and try and split hairs with those people. I think can't play a game of basketball. You can't do it.
It just meant too much to too many players out there. And yeah.
And the whole city.
And to everybody. Yeah.
And, you know, even it's bigger than, he was a Laker. It's bigger than that.
Definitely.
It's just,
definitely.
Yeah. And then, all right, so this next part, we got to do this. We're contractually obligated to do this. This spring.
Huge shout out, Arizona.
Yeah, go right check out Arizona. You can check out your favorite baseball teams. To Arizona, the Cactus League spring training, 10 stadiums, 15 MLB teams, 75-degree temperatures.
Aren't they all within 50 miles of the greater Phoenix area?
They absolutely are, and that is 50 minutes of driving. Check out amazing restaurants and bars nearby.
Tons is that where Four Peaks is? Four Peaks Brewery, Angel Trumpet Ale House, and Goldwater Brewing Company?
You nailed it. You can enjoy live music from local and national artists and explore museums featuring everything from native language to modern art to musical instruments from around the world.
Isn't Arizona also known for its incredible landscapes and thrilling outdoor adventures?
Yes.
So I could theoretically hit the road and explore Arizona's urban centers, ghost towns, artsy communities, and quirky outposts, hiking, biking, jeep tours, hot air balloons, skydiving, jet skiing, or just taking in a sunset?
If you have 19 days to do all that, you can absolutely get it done. Arizona has you covered. Check off must-see destinations from your bucket list like the Grand Canyon. Plan your spring training getaway at visitarizona.com/springtraining. All right. Welcome to Twitter Tuesdays. Tweet, tweet.
If this is the first episode that you've ever listened to this podcast, the show is not generally like this.
You picked a weird time to listen to the first episode.
You picked a very strange time to get into a Clippers podcast, but I salute you.
Yeah. We're going to try and get through some of the LAC Super Fan Club asked how many games does PG have to miss for Clippers fans to start to worry.
Man, I'm already worried.
I was going to say, man.
He's missed 20 of, 45 games?
I'm going to look that up real quick. And he was just talking about the hammy as well. It's I am worried.
He has missed 20 total games, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I am just worried. We know, I mean, the road trip, it was like, okay, why'd he kind of go on this thing if he's not going to play in any of the games?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely wasn't worried to start the season. The 11, 12 games, that was, it was 11 games. And that was like right in the timeline that we were told from the beginning. But this has been a lot murkier.
Yeah, that part, that part, I'm like, okay, fine.
This has been a lot murkier.
And it's a hammy.
It's a hammy, which seems to be just a troublesome injury to deal with.
Yeah.
A lot of ins and outs, I guess. But yeah, I mean, especially when he was going on the road trip, because it makes me think that it's taking longer than they thought it was going to take too, and that's where I really begin to get worried.
And that, you know, we get those answers from Doc that are like, he's close. Could be one day, could be five.
I do truly believe that Doc doesn't involve himself in the inner workings of like, the medical stuff. Yeah. Like I mean, and maybe he is just fleecing me, and that is just like...
you can believe in the coach. That's fair.
For the media.
Yeah.
But I do truly believe that he tries to not involve himself in that part, because I think that's where you get yourself in trouble sometimes as a coach.
Maybe perhaps you say too many things, and yeah, you get fined a lot of money for it.
Or maybe perhaps you say certain comments about, you know, a certain player's team or... and then that player, you know, doesn't want to play there anymore after perhaps bringing you a championship. I don't know. These are all theoretical.
These are all just things that maybe could happen. I'm hoping we get a little more news in this coming week. It did say he was a game time decision for the game on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But that usually feels like a no, you know? This kind of leads into the next question, which I think is rough. There was a random like spam account, like a deals Twitter that tweeted at us asking if the Clippers have what it takes right now to win the championship. And I think you got to think about Paul George's injury as kind of, because before I didn't think it was going to matter much, but like it matter that much in this situation,
yeah,
like as a whole. But now that he didn't play at all on that road trip, it's a little kind of. That plays into it, I think. So I think he's missed 9 consecutive games.
So
I think they do, but it's going to... I think the Clippers do have what it takes.
But it takes everything.
God. Oh, I didn't even mean to do that. Man, well done. But I mean, yes. For lack of a better, not as corny term.
I mean, I think if they think Paul George is going to be questionable to make the playoffs, we are going to see an aggressive front office come the trade deadline.
Which is coming up.
And
it is January 27th when we record this. Trade deadline, you know what I mean?
The 7th is the trade deadline, so mark that down on your calendars. The closer and closer we get, I'm already expecting them to be active, but like things like this make me even more worrisome.
February 6th is the deadline.
Oh, I thought it was day sooner. The 7th.
Day sooner. Time's ticking in a very heavy situation league-wise.
Yeah.
You know, now should we make a trade? Like, it's such a...
Yeah.
That jump. We get a lot of questions about who we should trade for. Competent big was a term that I saw from a couple people. What does competent big mean to you? Because I think that can be perceived in many ways. Because we have 2 competent bigs right now. Yeah. I think this person maybe means a competent third who can maybe get some spot minutes if both aren't working. But, you know, because I don't know what else it would mean.
I just don't think that you need 3... I don't think that you need 3 bigs to win a championship. I think that's...
Okay, yeah. Because that's not... Like, all 3 of them... Zoo's already not playing that much. So, Zoo's probably playing... How much... What does Zoo's playing time look like in the playoffs? The same as it is now?
I don't know. And here's the thing where I
is
do...
Is it a long play by Doc or
I
something?
I do see the argument for competent big. And I think what I would maybe change that term is just big that Doc trusts.
So, oh, I like that.
3 bigs,
kind of flair on it.
Yeah, 3 bigs to me is ridiculous. But Trez and a big that Doc trusts, that to me does make sense as a trade target.
That's
3 to me is, I don't get why you would ever do that.
Do you think
20% of your championship? Because
we kicked, because you kicked around the idea a little bit, and people on Twitter were agreeing with you too about maybe Zoo is a possible trade piece.
Yes. I mean,
so
think
maybe the competent big, from your definition of it,
is just someone that Doc trusts.
Is just someone that Doc trusts, yeah, and he moves. Because, but he does, like, he likes Zoo.
Does he?
He says all the right thing. I mean, no, he has kind of not blamed him, but
I'm just talking about like
some weird things have happened, like with like the game with that run when like he was out there with Terrence Mann, and it was like, well, maybe, you know,
yeah,
there's some other factors that weren't just Zoo.
That was the Hawks game.
Yeah, it was like it wasn't just Zoo.
Yeah, I mean, I agree, and I just think that what it comes down to is that, you know, he doesn't trust Zoo, whether that's right or wrong. You know, I don't know what he sees in practice. I just feel like every time the question has been broached, the ability for Zoo to get more minutes isn't there. And let me tell you, I just don't know. I don't know what it looks like, Trez playing 18, 20-plus minutes down the stretch in the seven-game series through, yeah.
That's a lot.
Like, through four rounds? I mean, yeah, ideally, if things go well,
yeah,
of the playoffs, that's insane to me. And yes, you do get you get more rest and everything in the regular season, but I don't know. So I think that competent big, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't use that terminology, but I think a big that Doc can trust would definitely be a trade target. But I do not want us to have three bigs somehow. That seems insane to me.
The Athletic reported a couple weeks ago that maybe Aaron Baines was a trade target.
That's interesting.
With Zoo in there is the piece, but I don't know if I like that.
Okay, so, I mean,
I don't think the Suns, actually, I could see the Suns maybe doing it.
The thing is,
but I don't think Zoo and Ayton are exactly the best 1-2 punch, because Baines is like,
he can stretch the floor.
He's
more,
really
for sure.
Integral. Yeah, like, he's an important piece of that Suns team.
I think it's an interesting move for the Suns just because Zoo is still so young.
He's locked up for a really good deal. His contract is really nice.
Yeah, and you know, that ties into even being a trade piece. If you want to go Ayton at the five, like, maybe you should. I don't know.
Yeah.
The guy that you drafted at one, who knows? Maybe he should start. But do I love the trade? I mean,
then we just have
really
two. Then the size issue is an actual size issue, because we don't have one now. We're like the fourth team in rebounds or something like that. It's,
yeah,
like, it's up there. But then we just play small also. So there is the good that maybe Doc is forced to do more small ball stuff.
Yeah.
We've seen so little of Jermichael and Zoo together.
Yes.
And Jermichael's been playing pretty good. But Shamit's also,
I mean, the front court with Jermichael and Baines, and then Baines kind of stretching the floor, gets pretty interesting.
It gets pretty weird to look at. In a good way.
Yeah.
It's good weird, I would say.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I love the deal. I can see it though. Yeah. I'm just not sure that it moves the needle that much, to be perfectly honest.
If it like puts us over the hump in,
yeah,
any truly tangible way. Yeah, a lot of people want to make a trade right now on Twitter. Most of it was just Twitter questions.
Is it all centers?
It was a lot of centers.
I'm still firmly in the we need another wing camp.
You're in the another wing camp?
Yeah. One more wing.
One more wing.
Yeah. I mean, obviously,
If so, I think I may be in that camp too. Because if Beverly keeps playing this well, like learning this playbook, I'm a little more out on the, you know, we need another distributor.
I just don't know.
Also, if Kawhi's going to be putting up triple doubles.
I was going to say, yeah. I just don't know. I mean, assuming that Paul George is healthy, I don't really know who other than Pat Bev we want taking the ball out of those guys' hands.
Yeah.
On the starting unit. And do we really want anyone taking the ball out of Lou Will's hands on the second unit? I mean, I do realize he's going to get ran at again and again.
Yeah, he's going to get picked out on defense,
yeah,
in the playoffs, 100%.
Which, for sure. But doesn't another wing help?
I mean, I'm not mad at that logic, I guess. Shamit's been playing fantastic, too.
Oh, yeah, so Shamit is on a streak of double-digit games.
I think that's kind of made the trade.
But I still consider him a guard.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, all right, yeah.
But no, he's been looking fantastic, which is cool. So that, like, and he's playing well right now in that plug and play sense. And so bench or starters,
yeah,
I'm kind of happy with wherever he is, as long as he's getting some touch, some shots.
Totally.
Which probably happens more on the starters, I think, weirdly, because Lou will dominate so much on the second unit. Unless Lou Will's in passing mode.
Yeah, no, I mean, I definitely see what you're saying.
But the starter situation hinges on Doc calling actions for Shamit.
I mean, if it's not there in the beginning. The second one does, too. Because, like,
yeah, that's
where
true.
Does Shamit really fit into the Lou and Trez pick and roll? I mean, he kind of stands in a corner, yeah. which is not a knock on him. Certainly, it's just like not really the way that duo is engineered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes there gets to be some tunnel vision in the pick and roll.
Yeah, for sure. So it would be good to see some more of those kind of motion off ball kind of things going on that second unit. But I agree totally. Right now, he functions either with the starting unit or with the second unit, which I do kind of more likely see him remaining in once we're at full strength, but I could be wrong.
I mean, in the Miami game, he was absolutely huge.
Yes.
And that came, I mean, I don't want to say out of nowhere, but it was a pleasant surprise to see happen.
Yeah.
And I think his trajectory right now, if he can keep it going in the All-Star break, I kind of wish he was in the three-point contest.
Okay. Yeah. Because,
you know what I mean? Like, I kind of wish he was.
Is that something that matters to you?
No, but I think it would have been cool to get the reps. Like, I really only want it so we can have the reps.
To get the reps.
Like, some high pressure, like, or not high pressure, but you know what I mean?
Like, to get the reps, and, like, you know, I'll be honest, like, I'm not super wild about All-Star, but I think for a player that is cool recognition, and I think that Shamit definitely deserves to be, like, in that conversation.
Yeah, for sure. Especially when he had a tough start to the season. He's missed a bunch of games.
Yeah.
So it's good to see him kind of get back into his rhythm, which is so crucial when you're a guy like him where it's like you have to be uber efficient.
Yes.
But I think that kind of quells some of the trade talks. I don't know, wraps it up for Twitter Tuesday. We had a bunch of questions about the Lakers game and stuff. Obviously, those are not really pertinent. A lot of people are relieved we're not going to play the Lakers after this. I'm just happy we're not playing.
Yeah.
Anything else you got on Twitter Tuesdays?
No. I'm good.
All right. Coming up after this, we got a bit of a shavings. I had a pleasant interaction with someone at the airport. It is Kobe-related, spoiler alert. But if you've been a listener to this podcast, I'm sure you've heard the great advertising working with Locked On to reach sports fans. Again, contractually obligated to read these. But you may not know that Locked On Clippers is a great way for your local business to reach passionate Clippers fans.
You know it.
Unlike any other podcast, Locked On gives your local company the unique ability to reach out to podcast listeners. Not just any podcast listener, local listeners. Text word advertising to 33777 or visit lockedonpodcast.com/advertising. Let us know who you are. We'll get our team to help your team achieve Locked On advertising success. Once again, text word advertising to 33777 or visit lockedonpodcast.com/advertising.
All right. Shavings.
Shavings, cool. Yeah, so I was just back home in Missoula, Montana for the weekend, which was great. And then on the way back, I was having a beer in the airport. There's a great beer in Missoula, Montana called Cold Smoke. If you ever get down there, have a pint. It's a good beer. But I sat down, and I never talk to people in the airport. That is not something that I don't understand how people do it. But this guy sat down next to my girlfriend and I. His name was Larry Duane. And SportsCenter was on, and he just kind of did that stranger at a bar thing where you kind of like say something just into the air. And I think you kind of hope the people next to you are like, oh, I, you know what I mean? Like they kind of catch on. And he just started talking about Kobe and reminiscing about him. And he was talking about how he, you know, had taken his son to see Kobe play like 5 or 6 times. He told me this crazy story about one time Kareem Abdul-Jabbar picked his son up, which was crazy. But it was just nice to talk, have a pleasant conversation, talking to someone at the airport bar. I couldn't be happier that I did it. He was in town for a sudden family situation, which made things a lot heavier, you know, on his end. I was in town just seeing family. It just kind of blew my mind how much reach Kobe could have, that like two strangers in an airport in Montana can like have a beer. And we had a bit of an age gap. I'm not going to put Larry on blast, but he had a couple years on, he had a couple years on me. And we could just have emotional reactions and just feel comfortable. Like the effect of that was a big feel I had today. Just, and then we were talking about canceling the games and like, and it was, this is obviously before the news of it, but he was talking about, yeah, he's like, they should have canceled games on Sunday. Like he didn't know what they were going to do. It was just a, it was a nice moment amidst how weird the city and the sport feels right now.
Totally. I mean, I love that. It's interesting to me because maybe because we're involved in Twitter, and maybe it's just because it's the way things are right now, not just in sports and in everything, but I feel like, you know, a lot of times this stuff gets so divisive and like,
yeah, there's
really,
a lot of, yeah.
And like, really, I guess
really
like,
quickly also is another point I'd like to add.
Yeah. And then like, I mean, but it's like kind of like moments like that or whatever, I guess that's like more why I got into sports in the first place. It's
yeah.
like something that you can have in common with somebody you know nothing about, like, you know, like
yeah.
that your life experiences are totally different, but there's like a unifying moment or like a thing that's like, I don't know. It's a different kind of understanding. So I think that is really, I mean, one thing that's interesting about, you know, like Kobe and like how big of a figure he was, that it crosses fan lines. It crosses like, and, you know, it's,
we're
it's,
talking about,
it's
you
like
know,
the same thing.
I think a listener put it on our Twitter, like, this is bigger than purple and gold. Like,
yeah,
this is huge. And, you know, with the matchup on that was supposed to happen on today, when you listen to this, it was just like, yeah, I hope, you know, hope everyone is doing okay.
Yeah.
Say what's up to, you know, your loved ones. It
yeah,
was a trip being
totally.
Home.
Yeah.
And like my mom and I, like, we're going to the dog park when we got the news. And it was just like, oh, damn. But yeah, hope everyone's doing, yeah, as well as they can be. We are going to have anything else in the shavings drawer?
I mean,
go check out Lou Will's Twitter for some wonderful Kobe stories and some nice articulation of feelings, as only one Lou Will can,
yeah.
I would say. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you're doing okay. You can check us out on iTunes, Spotify,
yeah,
Deezer. Wednesday's episode, we're going to have What You Say Wednesday. We're going to be sending the poll out. Not sure what it's going to be about. Then kind of whatever else happens to me now and then in Clipperland.
Yes.
I have been positive, Chuck Mockler.
I'm William the Opinion Update. Thank you to everybody who's listening. Really appreciate you.